Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca, ESPNIthaca.com. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. Listen to us on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Ithaca. Next week is when it all starts up. NASCAR at the Glen. Everything begins on Friday with the Arkham and Arts Series. And then obviously to cap things off on Sunday, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling at the Glen. Dan is a newbie to all of this. He's never been to the Glen before.
I've been there virtually in video games.
Which counts for something, I guess.
It counts for something.
No, this is going to be an absolutely fun time. I'm so glad that the fans finally get back to, or finally can get back to the track, and also that there's going to be racing on the road course as well, because it's been far too long. And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat all about it is the president of Watkins Glen International, Michael Prenup. And Michael, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. You've just got to be so excited knowing that NASCAR is finally coming back to the Southern Tier.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and thank you for having me on. It's, you know, the team's excited. I'm excited. I know the fans are excited because we're seeing it on our social media, on our emails. It's like it's like the rebirth of Watkins Glen for 2021 after last year.
So what has this last year been like for you guys, you know, not having the big race?
Well, you went into a corporate sales kind of mode in terms of, all right, well, we know obviously 2020 we're not racing. So, some of us got involved with other racetracks that were racing last year. We were thin with bodies last year just because of the pandemic. So some of my team was traveling, and I traveled almost every single race. So I kept busy there. But then as soon as fall hit, it kind of was like right back to normal. Whenever the fall, September, October comes, you're gearing up for the following year already. So we've been gearing up since last September, October. We had to wait for the governor to his team to make a decision for us until in June. We kind of closed in our window a little too tight, but it's awesome. We're up, running, selling, and ready to open up next week.
I hate to, bring up the past and everything like that and talk about some of the negative stuff, but I remember, when the decision was made by the governor not to have the race. I mean, I was just so floored, so upset, and so disappointed. A lot of people were in this area. I mean, I can only imagine what the reaction was like for you guys over there.
Yeah, it was. It was just disheartening, And yes, NASCAR is, our bread and butter, and it's a great, obviously, 4 or 5 day event. But, we have 7 or 8 other events as well. So yeah. We watched all of our events not happen. And, our inaugural historic Formula One was supposed to take place last year. So we did it this year, and it was exciting and happy, and everybody was great. We didn't get all the competitors that we should have gotten from Europe and Asia because of the COVID, but it was still a great field. So, yeah, we all felt bad because, it was just like, geez, we're not even a racetrack that's open last year. But, yeah, like I said, the excitement completely turned. We're open. The club cars are here every single day. Our racing schedule has been crazy. So I can tell you the team's ready. I'm ready. We just need one weather report to stop this rain.
So with more of a positive outlook, has this extra time given you the chance to make this weekend better than ever?
Yeah, no question about it. And the best thing is our senior management in Daytona and then our management team here, we've got a whole theme. It's for this whole fall. For all the NASCAR races, but we're starting with Watkins Glen, and it's a welcome back campaign. We got some special surprises for the fans. We're doing some special giveaways. We're doing fireworks, multiple days of fireworks. We got a lot of fun things planned because we want to tell the fans and show the fans how great Watkins Glen is.
It's obviously the first race back after the long layover because of the Olympic Games and the television coverage and everything like that on NBC. So is there maybe a little bit more of a thrill that, you guys are the first ones back? You're the ones that essentially have all the eyeballs, because I'm sure there's so many rabid NASCAR fans who are just chomping at the bit, just waiting for these guys and girls to get back out there on the track.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome the way NBC scheduled their TV coverage and then took the break. I mean, that was a combination of NASCAR competition and NBC. But the excitement it is drumming up, it's going to be a huge explosion of fan excitement and camaraderie when we open up those gates. I can't wait to be at the gates welcoming the campers. It's going to be so much fun next Wednesday.
And can you take me through the ramp-up process, how you guys were able to build up to get back into, you know, having races here?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working with the governor since last year and his team, I should say. And, you know, just that's the beginning process. And, you know, we were going through all kinds of different plans because nobody had a crystal ball, including Albany. So we were just devising different plans. And, okay, if we only have 10,000 people, this is what we're going to do. If we're allowed 20,000, we kept incrementally growing and put together significant plans, signage plans, communication plans, marketing plans. So it involved the entire business, like you said, from ticketing to marketing to public relations to just logistics and then let alone just getting the site ready, mowing the lawns and keeping everything trimmed and pretty. And we found some things broken, you know, after a year and a half of not running, all of a sudden we realized there were, as we went through the summer, we found some things broken. Fortunately, we found them. So it was a long, arduous process, but, you know, the team has pulled it together just incredibly. And like you said, the only thing is the rain, and that's only because we want to mow the lawns and make them look perfect for everybody like we always do.
Love it. I don't know about you, but, you know, when Saturday rolls around and you see the trucks out there, it's going to be so fun because this is the first time in a long time they've made the trek to the Glen. So I would imagine you're looking forward to that, especially seeing them at the road course.
The fan response to having the trucks, and you know, we threw that in there, so you know, it's not like it wasn't like an added ticket or anything. It was like, so when NASCAR asked me if we wanted trucks, I'm like, heck yeah. And I think it's like since 2000 or 2003, so those trucks are going to put on such a show, which they always do anyways, even on an oval, but on a road course, and especially Watkins Glen, they're going to put on a show these fans will never forget. So, you know, you can't go anywhere and have four exciting races, ARCA Friday, truck Saturday morning, Xfinity Saturday afternoon, and then the NASCAR Cup Series Sunday afternoon. Just going to be a wild, wild weekend.
And this will be my first weekend at the Glen. So what's something that I should be looking out for?
Well, I'd take a walk over to the campgrounds and hook on to some friends that are some new friends and learn from them. Our experienced fan is the best educator here. But, you know, just get around the track a little bit, you know, see, you know, turn one, go see the bus stop. You'll see some action on the racetrack that is just incredible. And that's just the way the track is designed. We're fortunate. We're just the caretakers of something that was designed in the 50s, but the quality of racing on this racetrack is just incredible.
I love it. And before we let you run, Michael, we got to ask the big old question, of course. Who do you got for the Go Bowling at the Glen on Sunday? Because we had Kyle Busch here on a couple of weeks ago, and he seemed pretty confident going into the race at the Glen. But is there anybody that you're kind of leaning towards as maybe the favorite to celebrate in victory lane?
Well, you know, Kyle's pretty darn good at this racetrack, as we all know, and he's a heck of a driver, period. So always enjoy being around Kyle. But I'm going to tell you what, I think Chase Elliott's going to go for number three and rack up that threesome right then. So I'll say he's got the edge. Chase has got the edge.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Michael, as always, we really appreciate a couple of minutes. Thanks so much, and we'll see you here next week, okay?
You got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.